Hello, everybody. Welcome to your little breath practice. I wanted to teach you all the 12-fold lower belly breathing. So this is best done initially lying down. So lie down on your back with the soles of the feet on the ground, with your knees up, feet wider than your knees. So your knees can even be together if you like. If you find it more comfortable, you could tie your thighs together with a strap or a kind of sarong or anything you have handy. And something under your head, like a thin pillow or a folded up blanket, is nice to give your neck some release. And since you're not lying down too long, just 5 minutes, you don't need to get too ornate with the position. Just get a reasonably comfortable lying down position in that way. Your hands for this practice are ideally placed on the ground, palms down either side of you, with your arms loosely extended. Nothing vigorous, just laying there. We have the hands down to help brace you as the practice does get quite intense. The hands are also down to kind of feel the earth under you. So the first step is just to feel the region that we are trying to work with, which is your lower belly. So as you lie there and begin to relax, bring your attention into the lower belly. Feel what's happening there. And allow the breath to move freely in that point. Just feeling the lower belly moving gently, feeling the inflation, feeling the deflation, and not doing anything for now, just enjoying the gentle movements of the lower belly. And let's begin the 12-fold breath. A bit about the name first. It's called 12-fold lower belly breathing because usually you do 12 breaths in this way, and you do usually 3 sets with a break in between each set where you just relax and feel. But this is just a bit of an introduction, so I'm just going to teach you 1 set. However many you get to just depends on how fast your breath is. Don't worry about counting your breaths. So I'm going to begin the instruction. You begin as soon as you're ready. Medium to full breath into the lower belly, inhaling, and exhaling, pull the lower belly back all the way down to nothing. Breathing out, we pull the lower belly back until there's no air left. And keep going in that way. Every inhalation, medium to full breath into the lower belly. Every exhalation, breathe out all the way down to nothing. The inhalation is kind of casual and loose and not so fast. And the exhalation, we are slowly but intensively trying to breathe out until there's nothing left. So keep doing this for a while. Keep breathing out all the way to nothing. I'll add some more detail. As you are breathing out, try to flatten your lower back against the ground. So you're kind of curling your tailbone up, pressing your lower back into the earth to help you squeeze the lower belly back to nothing. And as you inhale, allow the lower back to softly arch so that the abdomen softly, gently expands more easily. Every exhalation, we are not only pulling the lower belly in, we're also pulling up the anus, the genitals, the perineum, everything at the base of your torso, you pull up. This is given the wonderful fancy name of closing the lower gates. So breathing in, relax all that lower belly, gently inflates, and exhaling, slowly, continuously breathing out all the way to nothing, lower back flattens, pulling in the anus, the genitals, the perineum. There's no particular speed. You just breathe until the air is all out. And just take a couple more breaths. 2 more breaths in the same way. Breathing in, medium to full breath. Breathing out all the way down to nothing. And when you're done with your 2 breaths, just lie still at the end of this practice, feeling how that is for you. When you're done, enjoy the feelings in the body, the sensations of tingling and buzzing, experiencing whatever is here now. This is the end of your 5-minute mini practice, but of course, if you have more time, stay as long as you like. If you have more time, again, a couple more sets, 12 breaths. Or honestly, just this is perfect as a beginning. Enjoy.